Welcome, everyone. It is Thursday, time for Experience Marshalltown. Val Ruff is in the house.
Good morning, Kyle.
Hi there.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good.
Yeah. I see Sarah's here from our library.
Sarah is here. I love having Sarah because we have all kinds of great things to always talk about. Yeah, Sarah Rosenblum, she's the library director. And today we are going to be talking a little bit about kind of a plethora of things. But the main topic that we want to talk about today is we're talking about the Figge. It's a day tour that is a partnership with the library and the Convention and Visitors Bureau to go over to the Figge Art Museum. And I just want to welcome Sarah in, and we'll be talking about kind of what we're going to do. So welcome in, Sarah.
Well, Val, thanks for having me.
You bet. So we put together, this is kind of when Sandy was still working, and she said, hey, let's go over and see this. Let's have a day tour. And I said, I would be glad to work with you on that. And so we're going to travel over on November 8th. Yes. That's a Thursday. We're going to leave bright and early, but we're going to travel over to the Figge Art Museum over in Davenport. And I'll let you kind of take away a little bit, Sarah, on what we're going to see there.
Well, we're very excited about this trip, and we hope that many of our listeners will want to join us. We are going to see the Figge has brought in a very special exhibit, French Moderns, Monet to Matisse, 1850 to 1950. This is going to be 60 amazing works of art that they have brought in from New York City, from the Brooklyn Museum. It chronicles one of the most dynamic and beloved eras in the history of art. And I know many of us are fans of Impressionism. I know it's one of my favorite genres in art. And this is an opportunity to see world-class art. It's going to be a great day. Yes, it's a little bit of a drive to Davenport, but we have a coach booked for us. So we'll go to the museum. We're going to have a special docent-led tour. Then we'll have, several little places for lunch in the area on your own, maybe hopefully with a friend or two that you've brought. And then in the afternoon, we're going to the Isabel Bloom's studio, who's also an Iowa art person. So we just really hope that you join us. There is a $50 fee, but that covers your bus ride and the admission to the museum. So we think that it's a good value. And Marshalltown is home to an amazing collection of art. So if you've ever been a fan of the collection at the Fisher Community Center, this is a great way to expand your knowledge and your being able to share and soak in these amazing paintings. So we still have a few seats left. You can sign up at the library or at the chamber, but we would love to have you. And if you have any questions, you certainly can call me or you could call Val.
Absolutely. Nice job. That's a great way to segue into, the show today. And so we're really excited about this opportunity. And what a great way, it's one of those things that you don't have to worry about driving. You don't have to worry about parking. You don't have to worry about walking because you're pretty much dropped off, picked up right there at the front door. Yeah. It's just a great opportunity to, call up a friend or a family member and just say, hey, why don't you go join me for this day? And it'll be just a really fun day. And
it is. And it's not just for women. We've got a couple of guys signed up. So if your guy's thinking, it's going to be a busload of women, we got a few guys. And, the art is unbelievable. I mean, works by Matisse and Chagall. Years ago, I was was lucky enough to be in France, and I went to the Matisse Chapel, which is this outstanding, just a simple little place with his beautiful art decorating the walls. And I think it's the kind of thing that you think, oh, you see that, and you think, I'd love to do that. And then before you know, it's going to be gone. I believe it's here only through January. And then otherwise, you would have to trek to New York, and not that I have anything against trekking to New York, but, here's a real opportunity to see something very special for a pretty simple way to get to do it. Yeah. So, think about it. And as I, every day I think I don't want to miss an opportunity. And I think that don't put off what you can do today.
Exactly. I think that's a great. There's going to be a Degas piece, which we have a Degas piece here in our mm-hmm. gallery of our mm-hmm. private collection, Bill Fisher's. So it's a great opportunity to see these Impressionist collection. Like you said, it's kind of a once in a lifetime type thing that these pieces get out and travel like this. And the Figge does an amazing job. And on and above this collection, you'll have opportunity just to walk around and see the Figge. It's a beautiful facility and lots of things to see there. And So I just hope you'll take an opportunity to, you know, reach out and invite a friend or a family member or your spouse and say, come on, we're just going to jump on the coach and go over. And Davenport's a beautiful city as well. And then we get to travel through all the amazing heartland as we as we travel over there. And, and you know.
And it's also for single travelers. So don't
don't
feel, you know, well, you'll be alone, but, you know, we'll partner you up on the bus. I'm going to be a single person, so maybe you'll want to sit by me. And so I think that, you know, it's good for, and like I said, it's good for maybe sisters or moms and daughters or moms and sons. So please, please think about joining us. I mean, it really is a great opportunity.
Yeah, it is. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Experience Marshalltown. The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau has the resources you need to make your event a success. Marshalltown has many amenities that make us the perfect location to hold your meetings, conventions, and tournaments. We offer tour and site visits, welcome bags, media contacts, name badges, information on speakers, caterers, and entertainment, and more. Your successful event is a priority. For more information, go to the website, marshalltown.org/visit, or call me, Val Ruff, at the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. Marshalltown, meet in the middle for fun.
Hi, I'm Dave Thompson, Marshall County Supervisor. As one of your county supervisors, we have carefully used your county tax money and made the county debt-free. We now have the flexibility to promote growth across our county for you, the taxpayer. Plus, we have prepared for emergencies by adequately insuring the county, and by doing so, the $15 million in courthouse repairs does not add a nickel to your taxes. Our proven, experienced leadership is working for all of us. Let's keep it going. I ask for your vote for Dave Thompson, Marshall County Supervisor, paid for by the committee to elect Dave Thompson.
Get $600 off the latest smartphones when you switch to U.S. Cellular. No trade-in required. Just because you're switching doesn't mean your wallet has to take a beating, nor should you have to bob and weave your way through bad deals. Roll! Jab! Ha! Right up! Ha! Don't miss this knockout deal. Switch and save $600 on your next smartphone. No trade-in required.
Prices vary. Requires total plan with unlimited plus data, new line porting, credit approval, device protection plus required, qualified smartphone purchase on a 30-month 0% APR RIC and comes via a $20 monthly bill credit. Taxes, fees, and additional restrictions apply.
Central Iowa HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at CentralIowaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Welcome back. Kyle Martin here, Experience Marshalltown, Val Ruff hosting, and I want to welcome back our Convention and Visitors Bureau Director.
Thanks, Kyle. So this morning I have Sarah Rosenblum. She's the director of the library here in town and doing an amazing job, I just want to say. Thanks for all the work that you and your staff do to provide an amazing library. And
thank you.
I love, we'll share here later in the show, I want you to share all the visitors that come to the library because I think that's a phenomenal number and I love to share that. Shows that how many folks are still using the public library. So Sarah and I are talking about a day tour that the library and the Convention Visitors Bureau are partnering on. And we are going to go to Davenport, over to the Quad Cities, to see the Figge Art Museum. And we're going to see an Impressionist collection of French moderns from Monet to Matisse. And quite an expanse of 100 years of post or Impressionist art, really.
Mm-hmm. Post-Impressionist.
Yeah. So we're going to see that collection. We're going to have a docent tour while we're there. You're going to have be able to have lunch on your own. If you will have a list of some places. I believe even the Figge has a little coffee shop if you want to just stay in the building. And then we're going to depart for Isabel Bloom. And we are going to see her showroom and studio, which I think will be really fun to see Isabel Bloom and some of her pieces. And we'll hear from her as well. And so this is going to be just a fun day tour that we put together. So I hope you'll take advantage of this. And you can, like Sarah had mentioned earlier, you can contact the library. You can stop into the library. You can talk me, contact me at the Regional Partnership or stop in or give us a call. Our number is 753- 6645. Lots of good information. Going to be a really fun trip. We're going to leave early, so we've got plenty of time to travel. So we're going to leave at 6:45. Well, we're going to start loading the coach at 6:45 at the Martha Ellen Tai Playhouse parking lot. We thought that'd be a great place for everybody to centrally locate and place to park. And then you don't have to worry about anything till you come back home and jump in your car. We'll take care of the rest of it for you.
Yeah, it's going to be a really great trip, and we'll be driving through some of the beautiful Iowa fall countryside. So there's another bonus to the day. And we have a special one of our people that are signed up is going to do some talking about art, and maybe you can talk about that, Val.
Sure, I'd be glad to. So Karen Berger, Karen is does an amazing job. She does docent tours for our collection here at the Fisher Gallery. And every time she does a docent tour for groups, I always learn something new. And she does a lot of research and talks eloquently about our collection. So what she's going to do on the way over is give us some highlights of some of these 60 masterpieces of art that we're going to go see. So she's going to kind of give us some teasers, which will be kind of fun to listen to that on the way over. And she does such a fun job. Does a nice job.
It really is. And I think it's always exciting when you actually see the painting and you've read something or heard something, and then you realize, oh my goodness, that's what I was thinking about, or that's what I saw. And so it really does add something extra special.
It does. And so she's volunteered to do that, and I think that's just going to add a bonus to this day tour. So I hope you'll think about that and come by yourself, as Sarah said. Come as a single traveler, grab a friend, grab a neighbor, grab your spouse, co-workers. Take the day off and come with your coworkers. What a fun day, right? So that kind of talks. That's kind of the trip that we wanted to kind of highlight. And I wanted to also have Sarah share with us to a little bit of some other things that you have coming up at the library, Sarah.
We do. We have a lot of great upcoming events. And this weekend, we actually have an event on Saturday and Sunday. So on Saturday, we're having Kathy Wilson come back. Now, I know many of you came and you saw her Downton Abbey program. And Downton Abbey is still very popular, even though it's off the air. I believe they're making a movie, though. But Kathy, this weekend, and it seems appropriate since it's October, is going to be talking about the Salem Witch Trials. And her program is The Devil Has My Consent, The Real Story Behind the Salem Witch Trials, 1692 to 1693. And in 1692, more than 200 people were accused of witchcraft in Salem, Massachusetts. 20 were executed. What was happening to create such hysteria? Were the accusers possessed, experienced delusions and causes by eating spoiled grain? Discovered the real truth behind the Salem witch trials. And Kathy will, I know, is going to do a very credible presentation. She does her research. So this will be very exciting. And it's at 2:00 this Saturday. And then on Sunday, we are going to have a wonderful music performance. So we're very excited to present from Europe, Claude Bourbon. And Claude is a very well-known guitarist who has played with artists like Elton John. So he is going to be at the library on Sunday. And it's going to be a performance of medieval and Spanish blues. It's a acoustical guitar. It's described as a fusion of blues, jazz, folk, classical, and Spanish guitar. So we're very excited to have Claude, and that's going to be at 2:00. So each event, Saturday at 2, Sunday at 2. And of course, both these events are free and open to the public. You know, we find both people love history and they love music, so we're excited about both of those performances. So please think about joining us. Now, Monday, the 29th, is an out-of-school day in service, and so we do have some, of course, Joa LaVille has put on some great events, and I believe this Wild Kratts, I'm not sure if I'm saying it right, Halloween party, which has two times. So maybe you're looking for something to do with your child. So please call the library or stop by and talk to Joe about this event that day. And I know she always tries to have some really good programming to help families with those out of school time days. And of course, we're going to have the costume parade on Halloween, trick or treat costume parade and story time at 10:15. We love to see the little ones in their costume. And I know we have I know I hate to say it, some healthy treats at the different desks, but we do love to see the little ones, and there'll be a story time, of course. And actually, Halloween happens to be my 7th anniversary at the Marshalltown Public Library.
Well, congratulations. Yeah.
So Chief Mike Tupper and I started on the same day 7 years ago. So yes, time flies when you're having fun.
7 years ago.
Yeah. And wow. Then we have an exciting program on November 1st. Filter Failure, Identifying Fake News in the Modern Age. So this is going to be at 6 o'clock. So I think we've all heard the term tossed around, fake news. And, you know, one of the things in the library that we do is really almost for every nonfiction book that we purchase, we look at it. You know, we have a good budget for materials, but we want to be careful, and we really do look at each book that we buy. Is it credible? Is it authoritative? What is the source? Who is the publisher? So we're going to show the public, you know, also how to be good searchers of credible news. And of course, the library is always here to help you. And of course, we have wonderful stations like KFJB that certainly present, we believe, honest, unbiased news. But, you know, there's a lot out there floating around. And we're excited about this program. So that's going to be on November 1st at 6 o'clock.
Great. You got lots of great programs going on. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our final segment. The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau has the resources you need to make your event a success. Marshalltown has many amenities that make us the perfect location to hold your meetings, conventions, and tournaments. We offer tour and site visits, welcome bags, media contacts, name badges, information on speakers, caterers, and entertainment, and more. Your successful event is a priority. For more information, go to the website, marshalltown.org/visit, or call me, Val Ruff, at the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. Marshalltown, meet in the middle for fun.
Lennox has called Marshalltown its hometown for more than 123 years. Lennox was born there. Now, they want you to help continue that legacy. Lennox is now hiring assemblers for second shift. Lennox provides a competitive hourly rate and offers a range of benefits, including company-provided life insurance, health care, discounts on Lennox stock, and a 401k plan. If you're ready for a new career with the potential for growth and a great place to work, come join the Lennox team. For more information and to apply now, visit LennoxInternational.com and select careers. Then follow the prompts to Marshalltown. Be a part of history and apply now at LennoxInternational.com. That's LennoxInternational.com. Lennox Industries is an equal opportunity employer.
Right now, Marshall County is in desperate need of more families to care for children in foster care. In 2017, there were 74 children in need of a home and only 26 foster families. Many of those children were then placed in homes outside of Marshall County. Would you like to learn more? Come to the free orientation class on Sunday, November 4th at the Evangelical Free Church in Marshalltown from noon to 1:30 p.m. To get registered or to learn more, please visit www.fouroaks.org or call 844-380-2484.
Welcome back. Our final segment. We've got like 7 minutes left of our Experience Marshalltown show.
We better get going. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Thanks, Kyle. So if you're just tuning in to Experience Marshalltown, Sarah Rosenblum, director of the library, we've been talking about a day trip that we've partnered with the library on, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, over to the Figge. Sarah, if you want to run through that really quick, if someone's just tuning in, what we're going to be doing on our day tour.
We have arranged a special bus trip on Thursday, November 8th to the Figge Art Museum to see an outstanding collection of French paintings from Monet to Matisse. It spans 100 years from 1850 to 1950. This day trip, a wonderful opportunity for you, whether you come by yourself or you bring your friend or your partner, to travel on a wonderful coach to Davenport, a docent-led tour of the museum, lunch on your own in the area. There's some wonderful little places, and then an afternoon visit to the Isabel Bloom sculpture institution. So please think about joining us. We only have a few seats left, and we would love to have you come, and it's going to be a great opportunity. And I think you will kick yourself if you don't go, you know, because you think, oh, I'd love, especially for those who are lovers of art, but also if you just want to get, you know, see something special. This is a collection coming in from New York City, 60 works of art that you would have to travel to New York or to another major city like LA or Chicago to see such a really great exhibit.
That's a great way to round that up. You really would have to travel quite a ways. This is probably a unique opportunity for us here in Iowa.
Yes, definitely.
So luckily that we have the Figge, because the Figge does an amazing job with that. So hopefully you'll join us on this trip. We think it's going to be a great day. Well, we know it's going to be a great day. And so, Sarah, I wanted to, before we wrap up the show here and I take a few minutes, I wanted to talk a little bit about the library, you know, and you had mentioned that's your seventh year at the library, and happy anniversary
Thank you for that.
And then, but I want folks to really know the value of our public library and all the work that your staff does, and just how many visitors and how many library card holders and all of those amazing figures. I love those stats.
Well, yes, we do love the library, and I know that the library is at the heart of Marshalltown's community, and I truly believe that. And it is my seventh anniversary this week on Halloween, or next week. We have close to 300,000 people a day walk through the library doors, and remember, we are open 7 days a week, and we have over 30,000 card holders. We are the largest library, if you think about it, on a map in 60 miles. So not only do we serve the residents of Marshalltown and Marshall County, but you know, a lot of folks in the surrounding area, and a lot of folks are drawn to the town, especially now that we have Sunday hours, you know, so maybe you live in the country and you come into town on Sunday to go to the library, and then you go to, you know, Menards and you go to Hy-Vee. So we feel the library is part of that draw. We have over 15,000 people attended programs last year. We try to do a variety of programs that serve basically cradle to grave, and we have a lot of exciting things coming up. And the library for me is I think a real boon to the community. We know that the return on investment on all the dollars spent on library is easily anywhere from $3 to $7. So I hope the community knows that we are very good fiscal stewards of the public dollar. We take that very seriously. But also we believe we've created a warm, inviting place that you know, and we ask, and if you haven't been to the library lately, come on down, and we've got some exciting new things.
And you have some beautiful art as well.
We do. We have 10 pieces of art that were special chosen for the library, and one of my favorite pieces is, of course, as you walk into the building, the one hanging, the chandelier piece, and it's fun to watch the kids talk about, oh, it's Harry Potter's glasses, or it's a butterfly, or it's bicycle. So it's really one of those pieces. It's almost like watching a cloud, you know, or clouds as it gently moves in the air. So that's a wonderful piece. But you know, we have Ray Frederick, and we have some other we have something by Tim Castle. If you've had any art classes with Tim, he's wonderful. So and right now I will throw in a plug that we have some art on exhibit that's going to be for sale to benefit tornado relief, and in fact a piece by Gail Falwell. So Gail is the artist who created Drills, the wonderful, amazing piece in front of the high school. Well, Gail has generously donated a small piece, and you know, here's your opportunity. You can come and see it. It's exhibited at the library right now, and I mean, she is a, you know, a serious successful artist, and actually also a major installation in front of the Football Hall of Fame down in Canton. So please stop in the library.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Sarah. That's a great segue into letting me give you some highlights of what we have going on this week and this weekend. You know, Sarah plugged a couple of things that are taking place at the library. So Friday is, of course, the kickoff to The Evil Dead, the musical for the Marshalltown Community Theater. That's 7:30 on Friday. Saturday is a farmer's market. Also at 9 a.m. on Saturday is an opportunity to experience the challenge course and climb the 50-foot Alpine Tower. If that's something you've always wanted to do, give them a call and get signed up. And as Sarah said, the 2 p.m. is the talk for the Salem Witch Trials. 6:30, live at the brewery, at the Iowa River Brewery, the Mary Runyon Band, if you're looking for some live entertainment. And then on 7:30 at Saturday is the other show for Evil Dead the Musical. And then Sunday, of course, the 2 p.m. matinee of Evil Dead the Musical. And I understand it's adult version, so you have to get a babysitter for that. Just want to also plug, November is going to be a busy month for Marshalltown. We've got about 3,000 individuals coming in for the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Association State Swim and Dive Championships. Just lots of good stuff. If you want to check it out, go to our website at www.marshalltown.org and click on the events tab.